AM 1490 WGCH Greenwich. Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. Let's bring in Tim Perry, who was over at the Staples New Canaan game, to give us a couple minutes on that. Tim, what an exciting game that must have been.
Oh, exactly. Now we know how this Kansas City tiebreaker rules. Double overtime, Staples wins it 14-7. They redeemed themselves. They had the ball second in that first the first overtime possession. They got down to the 1 yard line, missed the field goal wide left from 19 yards out. Staples got the ball back as the first possession of the second overtime. Mike Simella goes for a 10-yard run. New Canaan just could not get the job done after that. Westfall twice ran the ball for just 2 yards, incomplete pass to Finan. They actually almost got a break. There was a fumble on the fourth down. There were offsetting penalties. But Josh Westfall to Ryan Kilbane down to the 1 yard line, and a host of Staples tacklers met him there, and the Staples crowd just went nuts.
And, Tim, the weather had to have played a factor in this game with the rain all night and the freezing cold.
You know, there were a lot of turnovers in this game on both sides. I mean, Simella had a hard time getting a handle on a lot of these snaps. He actually did not turn the ball over on any of those, but between Hampus Hellermark and Josh Kozel, they did put the ball on the carpet a lot. But the same for New Canaan, they were having a hard time holding on to that ball as well. Charlie Westfall. They had corrected by Bill Brown, the equipment manager of New Canaan here. They just had a hard time holding on to that ball today.
And so now we will see on Thanksgiving morning, Staples and Greenwich duke it out for the FCAC championship. And what a game that's going to be, huh, Tim?
That definitely should be. And, you know, Staples is going to get a lot of rest now, 2 weeks in the, 2 weeks full, worth of rest. Plus, they have the home field advantage now, which, with the way the system goes, I mean, you obviously, if the two rival teams meet, that being a Thanksgiving, are meeting for the championship, they just get rid of the regular championship game, play it as a home game for whoever's going to have that. Simella, though, was hobbling around on that injured ankle, and I think he's going to benefit the most from that. That's going to give him about 2 weeks to come back. But, of course, you know, Greenwich is going to be able to have 2 weeks to come back to think about what they did down in Naples, how the game went, build on any confidence they gained down there. So it should definitely be one heck of a battle. Definitely one of those, definitely a great made-for-radio, made-for-TV game.
All right, Tim. Well, thanks very much for helping us out tonight and keeping us up to date on what was going on over at the Staples New Canaan game.
Well, thank you, Sean.
All right, Tim. We'll talk to you along the way. We'll take a timeout here, and then we'll get back out to Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football on AM 1490 WGCH. AM 1490 WGCH in Greenwich. Sean Kilkelly back in the studio a couple of minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock on this Friday evening, where the Greenwich Cardinals fell to Naples by a score of 31-12. And we want to thank Tim Perry for coming on with us, not only before the game started, but also just now to give us an update on what was going on between Staples and New Canaan. Staples victorious, so they will play the Cardinals on Thanksgiving morning for the FCAC title. Want to remind you also that coming up in just a few moments after the post-game show, it will be Fairfield basketball as they take on Wake Forest. That game is on tape delay. So let's head out to Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri.
Thank you, Sean Kilkelly. Back at Staver Field in Naples, Florida, the post-mortem has begun for the Cardinals. And again, the word we were using, Jason, was that of frustration, because I think they could have accomplished a lot more tonight, could have the Cardinals, and really did not accomplish what they set out to do. Obviously, they set out to win, but they could have made this game a lot closer and a lot of missed opportunities for Greenwich.
You're right, Rob. Greenwich had opportunities. But, you know, this is where, you know, Naples, who came in as the number 4 ranked team in the state of Florida, showed, you know, they're a great team. You know, they made big plays when they had to, both offensively and defensively. You know, I'm looking at it from a standpoint of coming into tonight, I didn't really think Greenwich had much of a chance, as a lot of people didn't. But what I'm glad to see is that they didn't give up when they were down 24-0. They did play, you know, pretty hard right till the end. And to me right now, the biggest story is going to be, you know, are they going to get on the plane tomorrow you know, healthy? How is, you know, Stafford's condition? You know, to me, if they can get out of here and be healthy and go home and rest up for the, you know, FCAC championship game against Staples on Thanksgiving Day, I think they've done themselves proud down here. I think they represented themselves well. As we saw after the game, they were very classy when they were shaking hands. They took the loss, it seems, very well. And you're right. There's a lot of things they could have done better. They made some mistakes. But I think we got to tip our cap to Naples because Naples came, made the big defensive plays when they had it. They utilized their speed both offensively and defensively. So, you know what, for the Cardinals, it's definitely a bump in the road. But, you know, from my standpoint, as long as they can walk out of here as a team healthy, you know, it was a respectable game.
It certainly was a respectable effort, but again, there were just a lot of things that they could have done differently. They set the Golden Eagles back with some penalties, or actually the Golden Eagles did that to themselves, and the Cardinals really were unable to make them truly pay for those penalties. You think about some of the plays that they were deep in the shadow of their own end zone, and then all of a sudden they busted out with a big pass here or a big run there. Greg Pratt tonight, certainly a big factor in this game. So that's certainly all to be considered. And again, I think you do have to give the credit to the Golden Eagles. They made the big plays when it mattered.
They really did. And as you said, Pratt had a great game. I think he had 3 touchdowns he finished with. So,
he did.
You know, Naples, the kids made big plays when they had to. And, you know, for Greenwich, it just didn't seem like all night they could get in sync offensively. And what happened was, too, their defense spent a lot of time out in that field early in the game and kind of got worn out a little bit.
Nick Angotto is patiently waiting to try to bring us a post-game interview down on the field, and certainly want to make him a part of this post-game show, we're hoping. Unfortunately, writers seem to forget that, yes, we understand they're on deadline, but we're live, so there's got to be a way to make both things happen, and unfortunately, it's not happening down the field right now. Nick is trying, though. 31-12, Naples, the final score. We'll take a timeout. Back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on 1490 WGCH.
Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri have a guest. Let's go out to them.
All right, Sean, thank you very much. Let's get down to Nick Angotto. I believe he's got the coach of the Cardinals, Rich Albanesio.
Thank you, Rob. I'm down here with head coach Rich Albanesio, who is...
Take care. Love you, man. Love you, buddy.
Well, when he gets a second.
Take care of that.
All right, coach, you guys played a very tough game. What do you want to comment about on your team's performance tonight?
I'm proud as heck of him. You know, Jimmy Dunster's sick, has a pulled muscle. Myers was a little bit dinged up before the game. Chris Bizanzo's sick. I mean, you can listen to them, they're all coughing over here. And they gave their heart. I mean, they gave their heart and soul. I'm really, really extremely proud of them. We made some great plays. We made some really bonehead mistakes. And, you know, I think if we took away a couple of the mistakes, we would have made this a game of the ages for everybody. But that little number one, boy, he broke our hearts a couple of times. That kid was good.
Yeah, in the first half, he had 99 rushing yards. Craig Pratt had a great game. Now, what did you guys do this week preparing for this game that you think worked out well in the gameplay today?
We just took it as another game. You know, naturally it was a big game, as all our games are, but we didn't really do some of the things we worked on. When we went back to our basic stuff, worked better than some of the things we thought would work. You know, we just couldn't move their defensive tackles the way we normally move people up front. We couldn't get our trap going, which is a big part of our offense. And we couldn't get John out in space. You know, they really did a great job focusing in on him. And, you know, when we ran some stretch, some wider stuff with him, it seemed to go a little bit better. But, you know, we didn't quit. Kids played their hearts out. We made a great game out of it in the third quarter. And, you know, we played as hard as we can play.
Now, Tucker Stafford, fourth quarter, faces an injury. Now, if that is a serious enough to keep him out of from 2 weeks, the FCAC championship game at Staples, are you going to change your game plan at all, or are you going to stick with what you've been doing all year long?
No, we'll stick with what we've been doing. You know, we know every time we've had some adversity, somebody has stepped up for us, and we're happy You know, whatever happens, happens. It's part of football. But I would like to say, you know, a good close friend of ours, Bob Derulo, passed away. He's been pretty sick for quite a while. He was a coach at Greenwich, and we love him and his family. And, you know, we're going to miss him. And Louis Marinelli's mother passed away today. And, you know, our hearts go out to them, and it puts football in the proper perspective.
Yeah, two major losses for FCAC, two FCAC teams. And now more on Staples with the extra week to prepare. What do you think you're going to have to do to adjust?
I don't think we have to do much of anything. You know, just play the way we've been playing all year. I mean, if we play the way we played tonight, you know, we can play with anybody. You know, it's just a matter of getting the kids ready to play and focused and enjoy this experience. You know, we're all disappointed that we lost, but we're grateful for the opportunity that we had. And our parents were fantastic. This was organized. I mean, these people should be running a country because they are so organized, and everything went off perfectly.
All right, well, thank you for your time, Coach, and good luck in 2 weeks against Staples.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Back to you, Rob.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. Here in the booth, we thank Coach Albanizio for being gracious enough to give us a few minutes following this game tonight, with the Cardinals losing 31-12.
And as usual, a very classy Coach Albanizio. I mean, he brought up a lot of things there, and, you know, in terms of the game, you know, he said that they're disappointed. There were some plays that they, you know, they really needed to make that they didn't. But you know what? I think that, you know, Coach Al said it best. You know, this is now a game that they will put behind them. It's a great experience. Coming down here, this is something that those kids will never forget. And Mike Quick said this on the pregame show, which I thought was very, very, you know, true. You know, they can go play in a state championship and win the state championship or win an FCAC championship, but I don't think these kids will ever forget coming down here to Naples, Florida, and playing in this game. And, you know, I think it also says a lot about, you know, Coach Albanizio to, even in a time like this, always thinking of other people, you know, and he did just in that post-game talk.
And the Cardinals beginning to gather themselves to head off this field. I'm sure a certain amount of them still trying to savor what this was all about, despite their disappointment. And Coach Mike Ornato was here with them tonight, the former head coach of Greenwich Cardinal football. And now begins the long trip to go home for virtually all of us, as the Cardinals will leave sometime midday tomorrow. We'll be gone sometime tomorrow morning. And, you know, I can see people like Paul Silverfarb from the Greenwich Citizen on the field. Jesse Quinlan is here from the Greenwich Time. Dave Liberatore is representing the Connecticut Post. So a lot of people came down here to converge on Naples, Florida for a very special night of high school football. And it was a special night. But again, I keep coming back to missed opportunities. There were things the Cardinals could have done. You can question some of the play calling. You can question some of the decisions. You can question some of the plays and players themselves. And you can question some of the execution because, again, they backed Naples up into the shadow of their own goalpost, put them in some big deficit at times, and the Cardinals couldn't do enough to stop them. Literally on the next play, something huge would happen in Naples' favor.
Well, that was just it, Rob. That was the story of the game. Naples on the offensive side and the defensive side. On the offensive side, a couple times where there was a case where Greenwich needed to come up with a big play, Naples broke through and scored. And I just think that the Greenwich defense got worn out a little bit in that first half. Greenwich did play, as Coach Albanizio noted on the in the interview. Greenwich did wake up, it appeared, in the third quarter a little bit. Played a pretty good third quarter, and as we see the Cardinals football team, coaches, and cheerleaders heading to their respective locker room to call it a night. But that was really, to me, in a nutshell. Naples made the plays they had to make on offense and defense, scored on the big plays that they had to do. Greenwich couldn't make the big defensive plays. And other than in the third quarter waking up a little bit offensively, it was a very lackluster effort offensively for the Cardinals.
So in a lot of ways, people are going to be talking about this in terms of a blowout, and that's got to be disappointing.
It is, because the way that Greenwich played in the second half, it would have made this a much more interesting game if they played that way in the first.
Nick, you were just out on the field, obviously, talking to Coach Albanese. What are you hearing right now about Stafford, the quarterback? What is his injury status? What do they think is wrong with him? Do they really have any kind of idea?
The only thing I can say positively is I saw them elevating his leg, and that's pretty much as far as I'm going to go in on it.
All right. Final score 31-12. I did not do the proper job of telling you who brought you this post-game show as we start to wrap things up. And it's certainly a broadcast that, from my perspective, I don't want to wrap up because how great this experience has been overall. But we must do so. It's brought to you by Zelens Brothers Auto Body Shop, Sherwood Place in Greenwich, Bennett Steak and Fish featuring dry-aged prime beef, fresh fish and lobster, and fine vintage wine, Bennett Steak and Fish on Spring Street in Stamford, and Harry P. Carpenter & Sons, your carrier, heating, and air conditioning dealer and installer. Call them in Stamford at 348-7570. So now we look forward to Greenwich and Staples. We all know we get next weekend off now. The Cardinals will not play next Friday. We don't know the status of Brunswick, so we can't tell you if we've got a Brunswick broadcast for you coming up. So we know we don't have a Cardinal broadcast on Friday. What we do know is we have the GYFL Championships. Championship Sunday comes your way Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. That's a week from Sunday at 11 o'clock. The best case scenario is we go on the air at 10:58. That's how quick a pregame show we can possibly offer you a week from Sunday for the championships in the GYFL. Then it will be Thursday, November 22nd. That is Thanksgiving. It's also another day, but we'll not talk about that. Don't be talking about birthdays, Nick. I see that smile over there. The Cardinals will play in the FCAC championship game and their regular season finale at Staples Field in Westport. They will take on the Staples Wreckers. The winner knows they've won the FCAC championship game, and quite likely both teams will I can't say that for sure, but both teams, very good shot to be in their respective class playoffs, so certainly a good situation there.
Well, the one thing that game will be, though, which will be very big, other than being for the FCAC championship, both teams will be playing for the number one ranking in their respective class for the state. So, you know, it's going to be a game where it's going to be for the FCAC championship and for both programs to see if they can be the number one team in their respective class. So, it'll be a huge game, and most the last few years, most Greenwich Staples games have come down to that.
Certainly has, so we will look forward to that coming your way Thanksgiving morning. It will feature a cast of thousands at Staples Field, and we'll look forward to bringing you that broadcast on Thursday morning, the 22nd. Again, we'll say our usual 10:20 pregame show. If something changes, we will let you know. 10:30 kickoff at Staples Field. And now, guys, we begin to wrap things up, and I can't wrap it up, and I know we have Fairfield basketball to get to, but the many thank yous that we could throw out tonight, they're just too numerous to mention. I see Ernie Madugno, the athletic director here. He was so great to us. Bill Kramer was very generally nice to us as well. We thank everybody here at Naples High School. Again, too many to mention. The people of Naples, Florida, for how wonderful they were in receiving us, right down to, as I said, the very nice lady who took care of us last night at Carrabba's restaurant where we ate dinner. Just a great waitress who stopped by the booth tonight to say hello to us before the game. So this was really a good experience to meet all these nice people. And I think, for me, I go away with a lot of nice memories. And I'd like to think the Cardinal family will go home with those same good memories.
I couldn't agree with you more, Rob, and I'm going to echo that for myself. It was a pleasure doing the game tonight with you both, and for me, it's a experience that I will remember for a long, long time. And now comes the part of, well, I guess we still have dinner tonight to look forward to. We'll go out to dinner, but then the difficult part comes, go back to the hotel, start packing, and head back to Connecticut tomorrow to the cold weather. But guys, I enjoyed doing the game tonight with you both, and looking forward to Thanksgiving Day, and hopefully the Greenwich can take home an FCAC championship.
Yeah, it was definitely an incredible experience. On a personal note, I'd like to thank many people, including my aunt and uncle, my grandparents who stopped by, my other cousins that I saw, my aunt and uncle, my other aunt and uncle, actually, that were also in attendance tonight, and also this whole weekend. It's been an incredible experience. This broadcast is something that definitely will be remembered, but other than that, it was just a fun time down here, and the Cardinals really are going to learn a lot from this.
You had your, you had grandparents here. You had just the whole family here. I know it was a very special time for you. So certainly, you know, I'm sure you're very grateful for, and I'm grateful to both of you for coming along for the trip. I know we all made our own personal sacrifices to make this happen, and I think we pulled off a rather special night for all of us. And I thank all of you who listened, because we know this is as big an audience as we've ever had to listen to a high school football game on WGCH. We know many alumni who possibly have turned it off now because this was a frustrating night to listen to, but we know we had a lot of people listening out there, alumni and parents and people who couldn't be here and opposing fans and the entire FCAC. I said it at the top, what an honor it was to be the people bringing you this live broadcast, and I stand by that. The only final thing I will mention is that I miss my partner Sean Kilkelly down here tonight, because I know he would have had an absolute blast as well, and you know, what more can you say? And just a tip of the hat to everybody at the station for helping to make this all possible. Guys, let's say goodnight. Final thought from each of you, and we'll call it a night.
Well, defensively, Cardinals didn't do their best job, but you know that coming into that Thanksgiving game on November 22nd, they're going to come out ready to play, playing for the FCAC crown, trying to repeat like they did last year, and they still have goals of FCAC championship and state championship.
Greenwich, for me, walked into this place, into this field, representing Connecticut very well, and they walked off the field representing Connecticut football very well. I thought very classy, and I think it's a real tribute to Coach Albanizio, his staff, his kids, and you know what? Greenwich tonight should be very proud of their team, and so should the state of Connecticut, because I think Greenwich did represent the state very well.
I hope people share that opinion. They're going to look at the scoreboard, perhaps, and there's going to be a lot of naysayers on what you're saying, but I understand and concur with what you're saying, but a lot of people, including the four writers in the Naples Daily News, are going to be patting themselves on the back. Hey, look at us. It was a blowout, at least according to the scoreboard. But that's all conversations for another time. We thank you all for listening, and we remind you, don't forget Charlie Pinella's DVDs are available via GreenwichFootball.org. Take a look over there at the Greenwich Football website. Once again, that's GreenwichFootball.com. GreenwichFootball.com for Charlie Pinella's DVD version of this broadcast, or of the actual football game. We'll try to throw some play-by-play calls possibly in there as well. Sean Kilkelly, that'll do it from Naples High School. Staver Field, once again, your final score. The Naples Golden Eagles 31, the Greenwich Cardinals 12. The Golden Eagles are 10-0. The Cardinals drop to 8-1. For Sean Kilkelly, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri, I'm Rob Adams saying goodnight from Naples, Florida. We'll see you for the GYFL Championships a week from Sunday and for Cardinal football on Thanksgiving morning. From Naples football, safe travels, everyone. Good night.
Has been brought to you by Harry P. Carpenter & Sons, Porcelli's Food Mart, Carl Chevrolet Hummer, Shore & Country Properties, William S. Dunster Landscaping, McDermott Paint & Wallpaper, Bruce Park Sports, Garden Catering, Packages Plus & More, Greenwich Independent Insurance Brokers, VivaPop.com, Members Credit Union, Rick Lowe of Shore and Country Properties, Minchin Buick Pontiac GMC, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, and Bennett's Steak and Fish. This has been a presentation of WGCH Sports, first in sports.